Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This first week of winter, can you believe it? Sports headlines, well, they're all the same. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney, and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Oscar Piastri wins a Spanish Grand Prix after Mad Max meltdown to extend his lead in the Formula One World Championship. And that's our lead story this morning, with Aussie Oscar Piastri has extended his F1 Championship lead with a masterstroke victory at the Spanish Grand Prix. His fifth win of the 2025 season and his eighth podium appearance this year. Fantastic. But the race will be remembered for a moment of madness by Max Verstappen, who was given a 10-second penalty after the race, which pushed him back to 10th. So Piastri was first, teammate Lando Norris second, and Charles Leclerc third. Well done, Oscar. And supercars are in Perth next weekend. Big weekend coming up in Perth. In athletics, well, 22-year-old Queenslander Lachie Kennedy broke a 22-year-old Aussie athletics drought since Patrick Johnson in 2003 by running a sizzling 9.98 seconds in the 100 metres at the Kipkino Classic in Nairobi over the weekend. Even a false start could not affect Lachie Kennedy. Up next is the Golden Spike Meet in the Czech Republic on the 24th of June, where he will be joined by fellow Aussie sprint star Gout Gout in the 200 metres. Two Aussie stars on the rise there. In football, in soccer, Men's A-League Grand Final, some crowd problems unfortunately, on Saturday. Melbourne City 1 defeated Melbourne Victory 0 in the first ever Melbourne Derby. Yontan Cohen's 10th minute goal proved the difference between the two teams played in front of 30,000 fans. The Matildas last Friday, they defeated Argentina 2-0 in a friendly in front of 43,000 fans at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne. Big weekend of soccer in Melbourne. And the Socceroos, well, I'll take on Japan in their Round 3 Asian qualifier in Perth on Thursday night. Go the Socceroos. The Australia Cup, men's quarterfinals for Queenslanders there, 14th to the 18th of June, four games, and the women's quarterfinals the 17th of June. Olympic FC will take on North Lakes United. Let's hope they all do well. In tennis, well, of course, the men's singles round four, Aussie Alex Popperin lost to American Tommy Paul in three. Paul will now play Carlos Alcaraz in the quarterfinals. Novak and Djokovic and Jannik Sinner to play tonight. Women's singles, Aussies have a newly nationalised player in Daria Katsikina, and she'll take on a Russian 18-year-old Mira Andreeva tonight. So good luck to Daria there, our newfound Aussie tennis star. The men's doubles, Matt Ogden and Jamie Pears are into round three. The boys' singles, Craig Hewitt lost in three. Ty Host is yet to play, but Gold Coast Emerson Jones, she's seeded number one in the girls' singles, junior girls' singles. Let's hope Emerson can do well there. In basketball, well, in the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma will now play Indiana in the final, best of seven. That starts this week on the 5th of June. Should be a fantastic seven-match series. After the break, listeners, we'll come back with the results of the Queensland State League basketball for our Moreton Bay Suns. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And as we said, in the Queensland State League basketball in the Men's Division 1 yesterday, the Moreton Bay Suns 100 defeated the North Gold Coast 81 at Moray Field. Daniel Mitchell, 30 points. Well done. And the women, unfortunately, they lost 77-57 to the North Gold Coast. Cassandra Duffy, 13 points for the Moreton Bay team there. They're seventh on the ladder. In the NBL 1 North, well, in the women's, the Sunshine Coast Phoenix defeated the Gold Coast Raiders on Saturday. Aaron Bowman, 25 points in the men. Gold Coast Rollers, 110, defeated the Sunshine Coast Phoenix, 79. Women's ladder, Spartans first, the Phoenix are in fourth spot. In the men, Brisbane Capitals first, and the Sunshine Coast Phoenix are third spot there. And in the Moreton Bay basketball, their senior winter competition division, the men, the Wolves are in first spot on 18 points. And in the women's A grade, Talia Richardson from the Airballers has scored 132 points so far this season. They're also on top of the ladder with 15 points. In netball, Super Netball Round 8, the Lightning defeated the Mavericks 67-60. Lightning now third on the ladder. That was a great game at the University of Sunshine Coast Arena. Yesterday in Perth, the Fever hammered the Firebirds 82-65. Next Saturday, the Firebirds will take on the Lightning at Nissan Arena. Great local derby there coming up well and truly. In Rugby Union, Super Rugby, the final round, the Queensland Reds 52 defeated Fiji 57 on Saturday night. Lockie Anderson, four tries. So that means the Crusaders will now take on the Reds on Friday night in the qualifying finals in Christchurch. Good luck to the Queensland Reds in that game there. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, well, the South Queensland Rugby Union Championships were held on the weekend. Well done to the Stingrays and all the grades that they played in. Next weekend, round six in the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And the Caboolture team will take on Uni in the senior men. In the AFL, the Lions defeated Essendon 90-72 to remain second on the ladder with Kay Lohman, three goals there. They'll take on the Adelaide Crows next Friday in Adelaide, 3-2. And Fremantle, surprise win over the Gold Coast, 75-64. They'll take on Geelong next Saturday in Geelong. Good luck to the Gold Coast there. In the QAFL, Maroochydore defeated Noosa. And Morningside defeated Noosa and Maroochydore defeated Broadlands. And in the QAFL women's, the Maroochydore were defeated and Astley defeated Moreton Bay. In the men's Division 1, Caloundra, they defeated Moreton Bay in the local derby, 68-44. Kai McKenzie, two goals for Moreton Bay. And in the Caboolture Touch, no seniors games last week due to the National Touch League Championships were held in Coffs Harbour. Games will commence on tomorrow night. And in the Rugby League, well, we won't mention State of Origin Game 1, but well done to the Queensland Maroon women's team winning Game 3, even though they lost the series 2-1. Will Madge McGuire make any changes to the Broncos after the Eagles belted them 34-6 at Brookvale on Saturday? And none from four now and 11th on the ladder. They'll take on the Titans at Suncor next Saturday. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, Round 8, Beerwood defeated Nambour, Coolum defeated Noosa, Caloundra defeated Caboolture 34-6, and Maroochydore defeated Kawana. Stanley River still top of the ladder there. In the Queensland Cup, the Falcons, they defeated the Cutters 32-8. Zion Johnson, four tries for the Falcons. The Dolphins had the bye. And good luck to all of the Sunshine Coast teams, select players selected for the 47th Battalion Championships next weekend in Bundaberg. Have a great week, listeners. First week of winter. Keep the woolies on. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.